It sounds like the deal of a lifetime. How would you like a two-story, 2,200-square-foot house on the South Coast for free? That's right, free. Well, okay, there is a catch. Well, really, two. First, you have to come get the house. And second, it's what real estate agents might call a fixer-upper. A Ventura Conservancy Group is working with the owners of the historic 140-year-old house to find someone willing to move and restore it.
Well, we're looking at an 1870s farmhouse that was built for James A. Day, one of the very first farmhouses out on the plain. And we look at this as sort of suburban Ventura now, but it's described in the 1880s as in between the city of Satakoi, which was a viable city on its own and a train stop, and the city of Ventura, which was quite a long ways away. He had a townhouse as well, so he would go into town for the weekend and stay at his townhouse, and that was quite a ride into town on a wagon with a horse, and then come back out to the farm and oversee the farm.
Steve Schaefer is president of the San Buenaventura Conservancy. Thousands of people pass by the historic house every day, which is just off of Telephone Road on a farm across the street from Ventura Community Park. Schaefer says it was being used as a home for about 100 years by some of the county's most iconic farming families. It was then used as a ranch office for a few decades before being boarded up about 10 years ago. While the home isn't in immediate danger of being torn down, it has no protections.
Historic buildings get saved through three ways: philanthropy, profit, or love. If a large project is going to go in, the developer of that project might be required to preserve the house, but there's no such nexus to an actual project here. If, you know, an outside nonprofit group was involved or a city was involved, you might be able to get the sort of philanthropy aspect. That's not going to happen. We don't have the first two. So the only thing we have in this case is love. So the only thing that we really can hope for is that somebody moves it off the site.
The house is owned by the Smith-Hobson Farm Partnership. Schaefer says they have no plans for it and are willing to give it to someone who wants to take on the task of restoring it.
They're sort of conflicted by the fact that, you know, if it was possible or easy or inexpensive to maintain, they would just do that. They are known for their historical resources that they have on some of their other fields and farms all the way up the Southern California coast. So they're not bad stewards of their historical resources, but this one just doesn't make any viable sense.
And restoring it as a home on the current site wouldn't make sense because it's a working farm. Schaefer describes the house.
It's maybe 2,200 square feet. It's probably 1,100 square feet on the bottom and 1,100 square feet on the upper story. The reason it sort of has that larger-than-life appearance is because it's up off the ground on a raised foundation, and then it has these 12-foot ceilings that really make the interior, you know, quite grand.
Schaefer says the house is made of redwood, which is why it survived more than 140 years. While the paint is chipped and there are broken boards and other obvious damage, the stunning architecture is still apparent.
It's a revival of an Italian Renaissance look with lots of brackets, a very square shape that has the detailing from that Victorian era.
So if you want to preserve a slice of history and have a house which could ultimately be worth millions, get your checkbook ready. Schaefer says it could cost about $30,000 to $40,000 to move the house if you have a site nearby. Then, depending on how much of a do-it-yourselfer you are, restoration could end up costing about $500,000. Does the Conservancy president think they'll find a taker?
I'll admit it's a long shot. We're looking at better than 50-50 because you're here and I'm here, and some publicity will definitely help. It's all about matchmaking at this point. If we can find that match to that person who has that love of an old house or the desire, then we're in business.
Even though it would probably end up as a private home, Schaefer says it would be wonderful if what's one of the oldest homes in the county could be preserved. Without a taker, at some point the house would probably have to be demolished because it's a potential fire and safety hazard as well as an eyesore. In Ventura, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.